For an assessment of the state of al-Qaeda today, we turn to Bruce Hoffman, a terrorism specialist at the RAND Corporation. He says while al-Qaeda continues to have a global reach, the organization is changing.
I think as diffuse and diverse as al-Qaeda has become as a movement today, with diminution of the direct control and command authority that it was once able to exercise over jihadists throughout the world, at the same time, they're even more tightly cemented and bound together by a common ideology. But again, this dispersion is viewed now as something of a strength in that it's much more difficult for the authorities and security services and countries to track a much more amorphous enemy. Now, all that said, I think the challenge we face is al-Qaeda has never been an either-or organization. In other words, it's never been just one that has very strict command authority and engages in spectaculars and neglects the lower-level attacks, nor has it been an organization that's pursued just lower-level attacks and not done the spectaculars. What we see is the threat is in both domains.
When you talk about planning for a spectacular attack, is there some concrete evidence of that, or is that just an assumption?
Well, there's always web chatter, and I think the challenge is making sense of the web chatter and in the vernacular that was common after 9/11, connecting the dots. But certainly the plots that have come to light in both Pakistan and the United Kingdom this past summer, where on the one hand you have some rump or some remnant of al-Qaeda Central Command Authority commissioning a cell in Britain to carry out reconnaissance against targets in the United States and to plan attacks in the United States that would be simultaneous, that would be highly symbolic and would be in multiple cities, is evidence that al-Qaeda remains fixated on the spectacular. By the same token, cells of jihadists in the United Kingdom were also planning very significant attacks against infrastructure and mass transit in that country, which again show that the spectacular remains an important objective or goal of al-Qaeda operations. But in the meantime, until they can marshal their resources and marshal their forces to carry out these spectaculars, they're very content to inspire and motivate independent cells of jihadists elsewhere to carry out attacks that may be less sophisticated, but as we saw in Spain 13 months ago, that still can be enormously tragic and certainly extremely lethal.
You mentioned these groups being cemented together by a common ideology. How much is the war in Iraq being used as an ideological tool for al-Qaeda, for recruiting, for propaganda?
Well, Iraq has become very useful in cementing this idea amongst jihadists worldwide, indeed amongst more moderate Muslims, that the West is engaging in this war against Islam and that the United States and its allies are just biding their time to invade some new country.
This is an organization that knows very well how to use the media. When you look at recent messages that have come out from Osama bin Laden or his deputies, do you get the sense that this is a different al-Qaeda from the one that we knew before 9/11, or is this much the same group with the same targets and the same goals?
In terms of its ideology, in terms of its targets, and in terms of its goal, the al-Qaeda of today is identical to what it was on 9/11 and even in the years before 9/11. Where there may be a slight change is I think bin Laden, at least in the October 29th videotape, was attempting to appear more statesmanlike and rational than homicidal and fanatical. And in that sense, he was once again issuing a warning to the United States, as he believes Islamic law requires, before attacking yet again. And it was, there was something of a self-exculpatory motive there, that, in other words, when there is some big attack or some spectacular in the future, bin Laden can say, "You see, I warned them, they didn't listen, and it was perfectly justified and legitimate for me to attack them."
Bruce Hoffman, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Bruce Hoffman is a terrorism specialist at the RAND Corporation.